Our next publisher activity is Sweet Tooth Menu as part of Publisher Basics. In this activity, you will insert a table, add borders, change line color and weight, and change cell fill. Here are your instructions. Step 1. Create a new blank publication in Microsoft Publisher 2013. Step 2. Save the publication as last name, first initial, menu to your flash drive. Step 3. Insert a header with your name, menu, and period. Step 4. Change the orientation to landscape. Step 5. Insert a 5x4 table. Insert tables, table. Resize and move to approximate position in figure A. Step 6. Key the text into the table as shown in figure A. Use the tab key to move from cell to cell. Step 7. Select the entire table by clicking and dragging across all of the cells. Step 8. Apply borders to the table. Table Tools, Design, Borders, and do the following formatting. Change the line weight to 3-point. Change the line color to hyperlink, darker 25%. Select all borders from the Borders drop-down menu. Deselect the table and select only row 1. Step 9. Fill row 1 with hyperlink, lighter 40% color. Table Tools, Design, Table Formats, Fill. Use your screen tips to select the correct color. Step 10. Make the following text formatting changes to the table. Center the text, change the font to Georgia size 14. Select row 1 and bold the text. Change the font color to hyperlink darker 50%. Step 11. Above the table, insert a text box and type the sweet tooth with the following formatting changes. Note, draw box so resizing handles touch left and right margins. Select sweet tooth and center align the text. Change the font to Georgia size 60. The font color should be hyperlink darker 50%. Below the table, insert a text box and key. Visit www.sweettooth.org for upcoming specials. Make the following changes to that text box. Center and bold the text. Change the font to Georgia size 28. The font color should be hyperlink, darker, 50%. Step 13. Insert a picture of a cookie, cupcake, or other sweet. Resize and position as shown in figure B. Copy and paste the image 2 times in position similar to figure B. Step 14. Proofread your publication for accuracy and format and compare to figure B. Step 15. Save your work and close.